again, the assignment provision is that, at least if it's a suburb, now again, there's a big enough community between the Reisha and the Sefer, and they're pushing two different rules, although they're both described Sefer Kedushin, Sefer Gershon. They work in two different ways. The point of the Reisha is a bona fide Sefer Kedushin. There's a bona fide Sefer. If the Erev is Mekudeshes, so Memela, the Sora is Cheleses, Lomisi Abemes, because you have a bona fide Sefer. The Idach Gisa, the Sefer, has nothing to do with a bona fide Sefer. The Sefer is simply a get that is puzzled with Rabbanan. So the rule of the Sefer, in a way, is easier. Since the get is puzzled with Rabbanan, we reckon the Erva is still married with Rabbanan, and that's enough to usher the Tzara of the Yidam. So in effect, the whole issue of why don't you go Buster Chazaka is only attached on the Reisha, not the Sefer. In other words, in the Sefer, there's no... Chazaka is a rule. When you're Mesupik, you go Buster Chazaka. In the Sefer, there's no Sufik. Now, why the Mishnah calls it Sefer is very difficult. It just means you give it the same halacha as a Sefer. But in the Sefer, it's a Vada. Again, it's possible to be Rabbanan. So, Memela, when we dine on Chazaka, why don't I go bust your Chazaka? That is the Kasha on the Reisha, not on the Sefer. So, Memela, the Kasha is like this. Right? The Kasha is, if I have a Sefer, if the...
So Rabbi is basically saying, we'll clear on this yesterday, but basically saying that in other words, The second part of the Mishnah is not a continuation at all.
It's b'chlana. It is a totally different rule. There's nothing to do with the Sefer.
Either the language is not the same.
Why is it called the Sefer? I don't know. It just said it.
Even the setup, the way it's set up. So he's learning the whole second, in other words, the first part of the Mishnah is talking about an Eretz Sefer, and we could learn out Gerushin and Eretz Sefer from there also?
I think so. That's right. In other words, the case of Sefer Gerushin would be Nichlal in the region.
So we're giving two different, entirely different cases that both can apply to the other one. The question is the other way. Can you do that with Kedushin? Can you get rid of it the other way? Or
so that's what Mara's going to discuss by Shtar Kedushin. It'll discuss whether it needs psilum of get will apply by Shtar Kedushin.
So what's the problem with the Mishnah sounding exactly the same?
Is what?
The way the Mishnah is setting up.
Well, the Mishnah is exactly the same in the sense that the halacha is that the Sora is Chaylatz as well as
because of the quote unquote Sora.
It's Lav Mitamei, isn't it? No Shaykhs. So, when it comes to the Reisha, the Nebuka Yasef as the Kasha, right? The Nebuka Yasef as the Kasha is from the Gemara itself. Why do I say if it's a Safed Kedushin that Sora is Chaylatz as Fulayim Misya Bemes? Put the woman on her chazaka. If I don't know if a woman is married or not married, since she has a cheskas penuya, be maimed her on her chazaka. Actually, we share the mastakash in two different ways. In other words, go bust your chazaka. Now, what chazaka should you go for? So there are actually two chazakas here. The erva has a chazaka of being penuya, and therefore, if I'm a supak, if she's married, I'll be maimed her on a cheskas penuya. That's one thing. The other chazaka is that Sora had a cheskas heter l'shuk, because if we assume you were first married to the Tzora, and then you did a supak edition of the erva, the Tzora, before you married the Erva, was, I'm sorry, not Mutul Shuk, had a Cheskas Heter Le'iba. She had a Cheskas Heter Le'iba. And on the Subic, did she become Usher? Now, for some reason, I don't know why, the Nebuka Yosef asks the Kasha that the Chazaka should be the Cheskas Heter of the Tzora for Yibam. That's how he asks the Kasha. Most Rishayim ask the Kasha the other way. It's the cheskas het penuya of the woman that she's not married. But either way, there's a chazaka here, right? Again, what is the insight of chazaka? If you're in a sukkah, if something changed, you're maimed on the status quo, the pre-existing status quo. So frekten muke yasef, by a suffix kedushin, we should be maimed by chazaka, and the next result would be what? That the tzora could even have Yibam, right? There even have Yibam. So the Nebuka Yosef's teretz is, Ein Achinami, Min HaTaira, We are Maimed and Chazaka, but this is what we call Trey Utrey. Right? Two Adim say Kar of Life, two Adim say Kar of Law. So Trey Utrey is a Sveika Dirabanan, meaning Midrabanan, you're Machmir, meaning Minatari, you're Maimed and Chazaka, and you even allow Yiva. Midrabanan, we're Machmir. It's the governing Midrabanan. But what is his Yisrael Halacha? Dairaisa, you would be Maimed on Chazaka. Dairaisa, you would be Maimed on Chazaka by Trey Utrey. Yeah, Trey Utrey, Sveika Dirabanan. Yeah. And he brings that the Re, in the Balei HaTosfos, Paskin, Trey Utrey, Sveika Dirabanan. Now, he then asks the Kasha from the Gemara in Kedushin, Samach Vav. And this is Gemara about Yanai HaMelech. Okay, Yanai HaMelech was one of the Malchei Chashmenoi. He was actually a Rasha. And the Gemara gives a case that there was some Shaila whether his mother was a Shavuya. If his mother was a Shavuya that was Nevelas Liakum, he would be a Chalom. In other words, before he was born, she was a Shavuya, she was Nishkas. So the Gemara says that if there are two Edom that say she was Ishtaboy, and two Edom say she was not Ishtaboy, we should pass on. Why are you saying on the second Edom, we bound to say suffix, we should pass on. So the Gemara Kedushin says, Trey, you would pass on. Frekten Mugiyasev, why would I pass on by Trey? I should be Maimed his mother, on the Chazaka, that she wasn't Nishkas. So the Nemuki Yosef says
she wasn't captive or she wasn't Nishkas?
She wasn't captured.
She was captured.
If she was captured,
that's
Gubba's Drabana. But if she wasn't Nishkas, in other words, if we're Masubit, if she was Nishkas, be mindful if she wasn't Nishkas.
So
the Nemuki Yosef's teretz is, you're right, that's also Sveika Dirabanan, meaning same teretz. Min HaTorah, you would be Maimed on Chazaka. So Min HaTorah, he would be Kasher. But the Gemara means, Midrabanan, you have to be Machmer. The same way we're Machmer on the Tzoras over here, we'll be Machmer on Shavuya over there. Now the Mugi Yosef says, it's all Drabana, Trey, Sveika Drabana. And that's why he comes out that if he bound it's only a Drabana, we will pasul Yanai only for Avaida and for Truma D'Araisa. But for Achilas Truma Drabana, he could do it because you'll go Basra Chazaka, and Midrabana, they're not going to make a Gezerah, they're not going to make a gezerah midrabanan to pasul him from halachas that are only drabanan. So, according to the Mugi Yosef, our sugya in Yevamos and the sugya in Kedushin are working with the same premise that min haTorah there's chazaka, and it is only midrabanan that we're machmir in cases of suffolk. It's the same premise. So the emes is, I'm going to trouble you. Is there a Kedushin? Maybe we'll be lucky when we do it. No, okay. I didn't figure that was that. No Kedushin. Okay. The emphasis is Rashi. Where's the word? Mark Kedushin is Samach. Rashi and Samach Vav asks the same kasha as in Mugi Yosef, but he gives a very different teretz. Fresh Rashi and Kasha, why does the Gemara say two Edom say Ishtaboy and two Edom say Lo Ishtaboy? So the Gemara says Yanai is going to be puzzled because my time is Samach Hasani Smachahani. So if it's a Sabbath, we're going to puzzle Yanai. Correct Rashi, why are you going to pass on Yanai? Be Maimed his mother on the Chazaka that she was not Nishkas. Rashi asked the Kasha. up to Rashi the following terms. If we would be clearing on Yanai's mother, can Yanai's mother marry a Kohen? Or can Yanai's mother not marry a Kohen? Zabdrashi, I would go Buster Chazaka, that since her last status quo was she was not Nishbeis, and I'm a Supik if she lost her status, we might put her on a Chazaka. Over Zabdrashi, we're not clearing about Yanai's mother. Either she's not alive or she's not in front of us. We're clearing on Yanai. Now, it is true that if the mother was not Nishbeis, Yanai is Mamela Kusher. It's true. But we're not dining on the mother, we're dining on Yanai because of the mother. And Yanai has no Chazaka. Why? Because like this, in order to have a Chazaka, we have to know there was one moment in your life where for sure you were Kusher. But here, the Safek on Yanai is from the time he was born. Because if his mother was Nishbeis, he was born Puzzle. If his mother was not Nishbeis, he was born Kusher. But on the side that she was Nishbeis, he never had a Chazaka. She had a Chazaka. But he was a Safek mitchilas leidasai. Mitchilas leidasai. The name was Zakrashi. He was a Safek mitchilas leidasai. In this kind of trade, Yuvadai have to be machmer on a deraisa level. So even if Trey is a Sveikit Rabbanan, but where you're donning on the, when you're donning on the Vlad, as opposed to the mother, it would be a
Sveikit Rabbanan. So don't we say, we can't even say Basa Rob? Rob of Jews or not, Rob of maybe not time, I don't know, Rob of women. Rob of Jews, just Yanai himself, what can you say? Rob of Jews are not Basa Kuna.
I understand, but this is a trade. This creates already. Maybe we wouldn't have a suffix generally, but here it's a trade.
The Chazaka would not.
Yeah.
Nothing.
So the embassy is the embassy.
So if you call on something else, like for example,
I'm going to bring that in, but let me just ask you a question. According to Rashi, in other words, Rashi is learning that the principle of Chazaka is very person-specific. Meaning, even though logically, if it's up to Paskim that the mother has a Chazaka that she was not Nishbeis, Memela the Vlad is going to be good. In other words, it automatically follows. But since the Vlad B'Essem doesn't have a Chazaka, it's not Shayach Chazaka. In other words, Chazaka is not a logical rule. It's based on the person that has the Chazaka gets the benefit of it. But the Vlad doesn't have the Chazaka, the Vlad doesn't get the benefit of it. So let me ask you a question. So let's apply it to our very sugya. Maybe this is a good. We said the sugya comes out that when you have a Safek Kedushin, whether the Yevor was Mekudeshes, your Maimeder on Cheskes Penuya, and that Sara could even have Yibam the Arisa. But let me ask you this question. What do you mean? The Chazaka of Penuya is on the Erva. The Tsara, how can the Tsara, the same way that Yanai cannot benefit from the Chazaka of his mother, why should the Tsara the Raisa, we're saying it could be Miyabim the Tsara, right? It could be Miyabim the Tsara, the Raisa. Why should the Tsara have the benefit of the Cheskas Penuya of the Arab? So it could be, I'm thinking out loud, that is why the Nemuk Yosef said that the Chazaka here is not the Cheskas Penuya of the Arab, it's the Cheskas Heter Leivim of the Tsara. That's good for the word. You have to mitigate.
All the other Mishnahs are differently.
Yeah, but they disagree with Rashi.
Okay.
So that's why. Yeah, okay. But Venus is made like this. Tosfos in Kiddushin asks a kasha on Rashi. It's a very stark kasha. In other words, the summary of Rashi's Yisoid, and the way this is the way the Poskim bring Rashi, Cheskas Aim Lo Mahani Leflat. That's if you had to summarize Rashi in one sentence. The chazaka of the mother cannot be used to be machshir the blood. That's the yisayin of Rashi. Muki Yosef seems to argue with that. Okay. So Frek Taisis Akasha L'chaira, what Rashi says is contradicted by a mefurish dik of Gemara. A mefurish dik of Gemara. The Gemara says the following. Let's say there are Aden, not Trey and Trey, there are Aden, one pair of Aden, and their maid, a woman, was nivellus by a man. But they don't know who the man was. In other words, the problem basically is, the man could have been a goy, that would postulate her, it could have been a relative, that would postulate the kahuna, because that would make her a zayna. Or it could have been a kosher, a regular Yisraelis, right? A single man that has intercourse with a Jewish woman does not postulate the kahuna. So Rabbi Gamliel says, "Vibal she had a cheskas kashrus lekahuna, and we are mesupik if she lost that cheskas kashrus. We're maimed her on her cheskas kashrus, and she could marry a kohen." Okay, that's Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel then says that if she marries a kohen and has a child, the child is also, the daughter is also allowed to marry a kohen, even though, and it's not that she was nivellus, the child would be a chalala. But l'divrei ha-machshir ba, if you're machshir her, you'll be machshir her daughter, because once it's up kapaskin that she could marry a kohen, so memela, the daughter is going to be nichlal in that hechshir. So frek taisis akasha, that seems to contradict Rashi's Yisayin. Rashi's Yisayin is that the chazaka of the mother cannot help on the bas, because the bas had a suffix, mitchilas priyasa. So here too, the bas has a suffix, mitchilas
priyasa. Where's he bringing from?
This is the first paragraph of Ksubis. Rabbi Gamliel says, L'divrei, actually, it's not Rabbi Gamliel, it's machshir her, and then the Amarayim say, L'divrei ha-machshir ba, machshir afilu bebita. So Frank Tais says, the statement in the first paragraph of Ksubas, the Divrei HaMachshir Ba, Machshir Bebita, is a 180 degree contradiction to Cheskasayim, right? You can't have both rules. Cheskasayim, Lo Mahani Labas. And then you have another rule, the Divrei HaMachshir Ba, Machshir Bebita. How could they both be true? So because of this, Taisus Kufa learns the Sugya exactly like in Buka Yosef, that Enochinami derives that there is chazaka, and that's only a din of trey, trey, sveg, and drop on it. Okay. But I wanted to give this teretz. This is a tiny bit complicated, but sorry, I think it's a very good teretz. Let me tell you, b'kitzer, structurally what the teretz is, and then we'll work it out a little bit. Structurally, when Rashi says, the chazaka of the mother does not help for the vlad, that is only when it's two against two. In a two against two situation, the chazaka of the mother does not help for the vlad. But if it's only a one pair of witness situation, it would. So memela, it's not a stirim. And I'll explain why. I didn't say this for you. That when Rashi says in Kiddushin that the chazaka of the mother does not help for the vlad, Rashi is talking about a two versus two situation. When Rabbi Gamliel says in Kesuvas that the chazaka of the mother helps with the vlad, he's only talking about one pair of witnesses that say she was nivellus, but we don't know to whom she was nivellus. What's going to be the chiluk? So the chiluk would be the following. If you remember, I mentioned yesterday Rabbi T. Vager's idea that why would I not, let's assume I say trey trey sveka diaraisa. I trey trey sveka diaraisa. Now that's not the way Taisus passes. Trey trey sveka diaraisa means Min Achayla, I don't go Basar Chazaka when you have 2 and 2. Right? We don't pass in that way, but that's the Mandir Amar. So Frederick Rabbi Kivender, why wouldn't I go Basar Chazaka? Why don't I say 2 cancels 2, and I go Basar Chazaka? So Zak Rabbi Kivender, Gavaldik Isvara, that just like if you had 2 Adam against 4 Adam, they cancel each other out. So if I have 2 Adam, and on the other side I have 2 Adam plus a Chazaka, the Chazaka is going to be no better than another 2 Adam. So the same way, 2 cancels out 4, 2 cancels out 2 plus a Chazaka. So everything vanishes. Ah, but what's the Eibazai, that's such a good Svara. So what's the Svara that Trey, to Oraisa, I go Basar Chazaka, which is how we pass it? So the answer would be, it all depends on how we understand Chazaka. If we understand Chazaka as a Birur HaMetzius, meaning the Torah says that the Chazaka upkapaskins that the Metzius was, she was not in Melis, then it's like having another Paradeia. Then Rabbi Kivager is right. The same way 2 witnesses cancel 4 witnesses, 2 witnesses cancel that Chazaka. It's a Birur HaMetzius. I don't mean it actually is Mavarer, but the Torah considers it a Birur HaMetzius. But there's another way to understand Chazaka. When we go Basar Chazaka, it's not the pshat that the Torah is saying the Metzius is she was not Nivelis. The Torah is saying we don't know, and when you don't know, you don't change her halacha. So that's not contradicting what this is. If the Chazaka is taking a position she was not Nivelis, then Rabbi Kivager is right. It's Trey Kamea. But if the Chazaka is saying we don't know, but don't change your halacha, so that survives Trey. So it turns out like this: if I hold Trey Sveka the Ayraza, I look at Chazaka as a birur. But if I hold La Halacha Trey Sveka the Rabbanan, I look at it as a din siluk. That when you're misalik yourself, misapek. Because you don't change. You don't change something. You're not saying, you're not machriya that this is the Metzius. You're simply not changing it. I mean, you don't change things we saw. Okay. So remember like this. When the Gemara in Kesuva says, the chazaka of the mother helps on the daughter. Why does the chazaka of the mother help on the daughter? This gufa depends on how you understand chazaka. If chazaka is a birur hametzius, then you understand why it helps for the daughter. Because once the chazaka is bavarer, that the woman was nevelis to a kasher, that's the case over there, the daughter nevela is going to be good. But you see, if chazaka would only be a hanhaga, that misafek, you don't change the existing matzav, then it actually wouldn't help for the daughter, because only the mother had the existing matzav of being mutter to marry a kohen. The daughter had the suffering b'tchilas priyas, which means like this.
Now we can't say that hanhaga is going, but once we have a hanhaga with the mother, we then transmit it just not mitam biru, mitam just because we've already gone once the.
It's possible, but one could say that if you're not mavar the metzias, the hanhaga just says
whatever it is, not
whatever it is. So the daughter had a suffering. Oh. So like this. Memela, like this. Rashi learns, when you don't have trey, the chazaka works mitan birur. So when you don't have trey, since the chazaka works mitan birur, the chazaka of the mother will be payo for the daughter. That's the Gemara in Kesuvos.
I'm sorry. By trey mitrei, which is our case.
Well, that's more in Kedusha. That's more in Kedusha. Let me get to
it. By trey, we're going by by, you're saying it will work with Tom Bierer.
No, that's what I'm saying. The Gemara in Kesubis is not Trey Tree. The Gemara in Kesubis.
Right, no.
So when the Gemara in Kesubis says that the chazaka of the mother helps for the daughter, that's talking about one pair of Adam said the woman was nevelous to a guy. One pair of Adam. We don't know if the guy would postulate or not. So we're minded the woman on chazaka. And the Gemara itself says, once you're minded the woman on chazaka, that will be machshir the bas automatically. So I'm saying that is because the chazaka that you're able to use over there is a chazaka that is a birur hamitzias. So once it's a birur hamitzias, the mela it'll help for the daughter. And Rashi would be minded to that. Rashi would be minded it would help for the daughter. But what is the case in Maseches Kedushin? By Yanai HaMelech, two Adam say his mother was a Shavuya. And two Adam say his mother's not a Shavuya. So yes, she has a Chazaka. But what could her Chazaka be? Her Chazaka cannot work mitan birur metzias, because then you have Rebbe Kiv Eger Svara that is Trey Kameya. The two Adam that say she was a Shavuya are going to cancel the Chazaka of birur metzias. So the only Chazaka you have left is the Chazaka of Hanhaga Misafek, leaving the previous mass of Misafek. On that, and on that only, says Rashi, that's only going to work for the mother, and it's not going to work for the mulat. Now, the basic idea is that when you have chazaka without trei utrei, it works mitan birur hametzias, and when it works mitan birur hametzias, the chazaka of the mother will help on the mulat, even according to Rashi. But when you have trei utrei, the chazaka cannot work without birur hametzias because of Rebbe Kiv Eger Svara of trei kameya. It can only work mitan hanhaga, meaning we bought it to suffek, I don't change the matzah. And on that, Rashi says the svara that it is only for the mother, not for the vlad. Okay, so Mamela is not a stira. This is the Yashiv of Taisus's Kasha, because Taisus's Raya, that the chazaka of the mother helps with the vlad, is when you don't have a tray, you tray. Now, the Nebuka Yosef.
You said before that in the end comes out, he learns like Rashi because of his question. No,
Taisus asked him Rashi.
Doesn't have another answer.
Not for Rashi.
Right, so he ends up like Rebbe Yosef.
The Nebuka Yosef apparently holds that the Trey Utrey of Yanai HaMelech, I would also go Basri Chazaka. In other words, the Nebuka Yosef learns just like this is Sfeket Rabbanah, that's Sfeket Rabbanah. So the Nebuka Yosef holds, Taisus and Nebuka Yosef hold exactly like you said, that even when it's a chazaka of not changing the matzav, we will apply it. In other words, we will apply it to the blood, even if it's a hanhaga.
Hanhaga will work.
Right, so that's good for the machlekes.
Well, it's smart because they learned that basically once we're establishing hanhagas by...
Because when the vlad status is only because of what happened to the mother,
if we're not going to change the mother, we can't
do anything with the vlad.
So there's no concept, so you don't look at the person itself, and you should go back.
So that would be the machlekes. And that's why they had to come up with Sfeket Rabbanah. That meant Atayra would go Basri Chazaka, and the whole Sukkah is not the Isra Rabbanah. Ashay came according to Rashi, the Sukkah in Kedushin is an Isra Diyaraisa, because you won't go Basri Chazaka.
This is a special question, but in Ksubis, I didn't understand the case properly, but you ever saying there's one set of Adim?
Two Adim simply say, we saw this woman have bia with a guy, and we don't know who the guy was.
Ah, so there's a Suffolk.
Reminded the woman on Chazaka. Right. It was Lakashya Devah.
But I'm saying, if they would say we saw her go with you know, a goy or something,
then you'd be puzzled for sure.
That's my
point. The Aiden don't know.
So either that something would happen, but it's not clear what the Maisa was. But the Maisa was clear, but not who was there.
That's correct. So Gamela, we don't bust your Chazaka, but that's a Chazaka Mitam Bira. That's a Mitam Bira. Okay, so Chazaka, this is a good Teres. This is not a good Teres, Raji. This is the Machlokes. In other words, essentially, the bottom line is that although trade Svekit Ramana, according to Rashi, that trade of Gamayana is a Doraisa, think of Sul. The Buki Yosef learns that that's also drabbanan, because that would be nichlal, and the chazaka of the mother would help on the blood.
What's the nafmina misur? In other words, why should such a thing? Why should a hanhaga transfer or not transfer? In other words, is it behind it? But is it just svara that you can say the word?
The emphasis in svara stamaz. I hear Rashi. Rashi is a very powerful svara at this point, because if the chazaka is not mevirer of the metzias, it's simply saying, don't change the pre-existing halacha that you applied. So a gavi d'vlad, there was no pre-existing halacha.
Because
we had a suffix from the very beginning. But Taisus and Mugi Yosef, who hold that Doraisa would go Basra Chazaka, they apparently say that, working backwards, if you were to pasul Yanai, you would be changing the mother's status indirectly, because you would be saying the mother might have been a shibuya, right? So you can't do something that automatically is going to imply that the mother is somehow.
Well, but in general, do we go back to the source of the original problem? Do we go back to the original source? We say, well, we deal with this written as it is, like Lamaisa. In a general,
it's harder to hear. I mean, again, mechanically, it works, because Taisus simply says, hey, you go Basra Chazaka there, go Basra Chazaka here. Yeah. That's what it says. But the thing is, they're applying that rule even by a trade.
That's right.
The Rebbe Kivager's swore.
So in the case of Yanai, that was the case that there was two Kit Adim saying, one said one said the other?
That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says in the case of, well, actually, there was a habit, the Gemara comes up in the context, but the Gemara basically says, in the case of Yanai, if two Adim say his mother was Ishtaboy, and two Adim say his mother was not Ishtaboy, the Gemara says we would pasul Yanai. Mm-hmm. We would pasul Yanai. That's what the Gemara says. Fret Rashi, why would you pasul Yanai? Put the mother on her chazaka. So Rashi, if we would be clearing about the mother, Einachinami, but we're not clearing about the mother, we're clearing about Yanai. In other words, the chazaka of the mother doesn't help for Yanai. Frek Taisvis, how can you say the chazaka of the mother doesn't help for Yanai? In Maseches Ksuvos, the chazaka of the woman helps for her daughter. So Taisus blabs Shemir, and that's why Taisus learns, Einachinami Deoraisa, I wouldn't put Yanai in a chazaka, but it's a Sveka Drabanan. That's Taisus the Muki Yezim. So my teretz is that Rashi will be mechalek between the use of chazaka when there's only one pair of eidim, and the use of chazaka when it's trey or trey. That Rashi's svar is only by a trey or trey. The oraisa, I would put the woman on a chazaka, but I won't put the vlad on a chazaka. Right? Because the chazaka is only the time leaving things the way they are, so that only works for the person that had that pre-existing. So Taisus apparently, since Taisus and the Nemuke Yosef both say that the Gemara in Kedushin itself is only Drabana, so they seem to say min ha-Taira, even Yanai would have the benefit of Chazaka, even by Trey and Trey.
He's always looking at.
But you have a problem with that. If you learn it's a Bira Messias, you have Rebbe Kivager, right? So that's the problem. So you could learn. That for whatever reason, if they don't go through a Rebbe or Svara, it's a Bira Messias, which actually would be a simple reason why it helps. On the other hand, you'd have the Rebbe Kivager problem of Trey Kamea. Now, this has to be a Bira Messias.
So then we say
that's why I said the other thing. But you're right, if you look at Bira Messias, logically it would work very well, except for Rebbe Kivager's strong taina of Trey Kamea. Now, yesterday, I'm sorry, I have a bad memory for names. The fellow who says, what is his name?
David Piton?
Yeah, David Piton. gone on for 5 years, but I go to Rome. So the thing is that he said a story yesterday that maybe Rebbe Tiberius is not mukhrich, that even if Chazak is beer and Hatzias, the reason it survives is because Trei Kameh is a special rule that even if you have 100 Aden, they're only considered 2 Aden. So it's as if all you have are 2 against 2. Mashiachin the Chazaka is a separate entity.
It's the Lord Bira.
So he was saying Bira, so that might be an explanation for Texas, possibly with that idea. Okay. Alrighty. This is good. I think that at least in Rashi, this is a good mahalach. In Rashi, Rashi works good with Rebbe Kibeger. It works actually very, very good to be mahalach between the suffix of Trey Utrey and the suffix of one pair of witnesses. Okay. Okay, let's see a little bit of the Gemara on this. Now, here is interesting. The Rif brings from the Gemara that although in the Mishnah itself, the three cases of Sotei Gershon, and Mamash, you have to see Taka, I didn't have a chance to look around this. I mean, why on earth does the Mishnah use Sotei Gershon, the word Sotei Gershon at all? But the three cases of the Mishnah by Get are simply given that are puzzled with Rabbanan. A Get which is Ksav Yadei without Edim, a Get that doesn't have a Zman, and a Get that only has an Eid Echad, where the Sefer counts as one of the Edim. But the Rif adds, really from the Gemara, that the case of Sotei Kedushin applies by Sotei Gershon as well. V'chein, im ha'isa imedes b'shus ha'rabim, v'zorek lagim. Right, the woman is in b'shus ha'rabim, and the husband is zorek aget. Sotei karav law, Sotei karav lai. And we're besotek, again, whatever this means, either within Dalai Lama, remember we have different definitions. Within Dalamas, Yechayla L'Shamra, or Tashuach Betita, and whatever your definition is. So I say it's a Safei Gershin, and if it's a Safei Gershin, Chaylasas, the Tzara will be Chaylasas V'lomis Yabemes, Kidehisa B'Kedushin, the Omar Rava. So actually, this is not from the Gemara, the Rif is saying it on his own. The Rif, it's a shtickle chiddush, right? The Rif is saying that even though the Mishnah almost says emphatically, Zuhi Sotei Gershon, right? What is Sotei Gershon? These three cases of Rizak Rif, we would include the Sotei Karav Law, Sotei Karav Lai, and what's the Raya? Kedisa B'Kedushin, Adyama Rava, Kol Sheyesh B'Kedushin, Yesh B'Gershon. Whatever would be a suffix in Kedushin is a suffix in Gershon. However, it then says, Yesh B'Gershon, Masha'in B'Kedushin. That is going in what? 1 second. Yeah, this is going on Zaman, meaning we're going to see Vayter, that every case of suffix Kedushin will be a suffix Gershon. But there are cases that are called Sotei Gershon that don't apply to Kedushin, and this will be, for example, a Shtar Kedushin that doesn't have a Zman. And therefore, Zok Derif, V'zehu de Gershon, the emphatic Lashon of the Mishnah, right, the last words of the Mishnah, Zehu Sotei Gershon, Diktani B'masnisin, Lav Dafka, Zok Derif, Lav Dafka, it doesn't mean that that's the only case. Ella Mishum Ditana Zahu Bikidushin, because that is the only case, because the mind, for example, will not pass on, Tana Nabi Zahu Bikirshin. Now, Zahu Dikidushin Lamute Mai. So when the Rashi says, this is a Safek Kedushin, what is it excluding? The answer, Lamute Zaman Doleka Bikidushin. That a Shtar Kedushin does not have to have a Zman, so it would still be a Vadai Kedushin if you were Kaddish with the Shtar. So then we ask, Zman B'Kedushin. Why is there no Zman B'Kedushin? So this is already the Gemara. So Bishlama, the Amar, Mishum, Pemi, Iskin Zman B'Kedushin. Bishamachi, Laitikin Zman Bikidushin, the Arusa, Leswa Peri. So Nachmo, Remember, the Gemara in Gittin says there are two different reasons why the Chachamim were Mesakein Siman by a get. So we're starting off with the second reason, Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish says, without a Siman, a woman would not be able to collect pay rights that her husband ate Shelo Kedin. Because once a man divorces his wife, he's not allowed to eat the pay rights of the Nitzan Malur. If he eats the pay rights, he owes her money. So let's say he gives her a get, and he keeps on eating payrus, and she finally figures this out 5 months later. She's tevea him and based it for the payrus. If there's no zman on the get, he'll simply say, I gave you the get yesterday, I gave you the get today. And if she can bring Eidei Mesira, that's going to be fine, they can say when she got it. But in a lot of cases, she's not going to bring Eidei Mesira. Her only evidence of Gershin is she has a get. Without a zman, the husband can say, I gave you the get now, and Hamaitzi Michabeira Yola Faraya, she will not be able to prove the pay risk. Now, that would be a reason for a Zman by a get. But for a Zman of Kedushin, that wouldn't make sense. Because a Shtar Kedushin is a Shtar Erison, it is not a Shtar Nesumi. Right? Just like when I give money to the woman, she's an Arusa, she's not a Nesua. And the Baal doesn't have the right to eat pay risk until Shas Nesuin. So even if, in other words, here, the problem would be the opposite problem, right? In other words, what would the problem, let's reconstruct the problem. What would the problem be if he could eat as a Be'erzin? Basically, he gives her a shtar today. It's a little Monday. He must be eating the payrus before he married her, and then he'll claim he married her earlier. He says, oh, you have a shtar Be'erzin, right? So this man would tell me he didn't marry her until later, and therefore she gets the payrus. Let's say he ate payrus while they were dating. Okay. Oh, but since an arusa doesn't have payrus, I'm sorry. Since he does not have this chus, an arusa. What's the one to show? Arusa less law payrus, less law or less lay payrus. What's the lashon here? You have less love. Wash up less love. Less love. And she doesn't have less love. How do we interpret the question here? 1 second. Yeah, Rashi says that is okay. The lashon of Gemara is a little mutton. That's law penri. Rashi says, "Ein habal ochel peiros." Okay, why it says less law penri is a little mutton to me. The baal cannot eat peiros. I guess less law penri meaning she does not bring to him less law. She does not bring to him the right to eat peiros. Actually, becomes the chuppah. So even if you had a date, it wouldn't change anything because until they're living together under the same roof, she's Tovea all the payrus. So if it's al payrus, you don't need a zman. Nothing's going to happen. But frekti gemara, bishlam al man diyamir mishum payri iskin lebegidin mishum achi loytik mizman bekedushin diarusa lesla payri. Ella frekti gemara. Right, this is Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan is concerned with the idea by a get that if a person marries his niece that he cares about, she's Mazana, he'll give her a get after the Zanus and then say she was divorced before the Zanus. And it'll be Mechabe al Bas HaChaisai Sholei Kedin. By the way, do you remember, if you remember, we learned that Sholeiach. Taisus has the kasha. The Gemara says that if I send a woman a get through a shaliach, and I am a vatel the shaliach, not in front of the shaliach, I am a vatel the shaliach with Edom, so it's not a good beetle. Even though Minatera could renounce the shaliachas beino lebeinatzma, but the Rabbanan were afraid she's going to get the get, she's going to get married, she's going to have mamzerim, so they were misaking. Rabbi Gamliel Stakana, it's not a good mitzvah. Frekti Gemara, how could the Chacham and Matur and Eishes Ish to marry? So the Gemara says, Avkinu Rabbanan. The Rabbanan made a tanai in the Kedushin that if you send a get and you're mevatel through Shaliach, so memela Avkinu Rabbanan the Kedushin bina. So Frank Taisis Akasha Ebazai, we have a wonderful way of being mechaper al bas hachaisan. Even with the Zman, the woman is Mizana, so I'll send her a get to her Shaliach, I'll be mevatel the get Avkinu Rabbanan Lunin. She was not married from Afreya. She'll be mechaber al bas hachaisan. You'll be masur from Zanos. So Taisis says, a very interesting answer. Taisis says, that's perfectly fine. That's a chippa kedim. If you can find a way to annul the marriage, Lomar Freya, so she's not guilty. What is wrong with that? The problem with Zaman is you're going to be mechapa b'sheker. You're going to give her a get today and say that she was divorced last week. So the Chachamim are concerned that people who commit averos should not be off the hook by a lie that's not true. But if you can find a way to get them off the hook that actually works, go ahead and do it. You're so dang. So Taisa says, it's shayach even after the Tekun of Zaman. It's shayach a chiboy al bas achaisai by sending a yam here at work. Because you send a get through a shaliach, you're mevato the shaliach shalom afanav, v'chi agavnitz avkinu rabbanan l'kedushin mina. Okay. So the kasha is, so what's the chiboy by kedushin? This is a little different. The problem is, you gave her the shtar last month, but there's no date on it. So if she's mezana, you will just say you gave it to her today. In other words, it's simply a question of, if there's no date, you could be mechabe by saying it's the opposite of get. By get, the cheshash is, you'll say you gave the get early. By kiddushin, the cheshash is, you say you gave the kiddushin later. So Ebazai, let's have this man. So the Gemara says, that's not going to help. Because if he wants to, well, let's see, Vasikna, so the Gemara's maskana is that a takanas asman wouldn't help you here. Mishim delay efshir. Because no matter what you do, you're not going to prevent chiboy. Why? Hechi liyadim. Who keeps the star kedushin? Let's say we have this man. Okay? Now, who has custody of the star kedushin? Linche gabadito. If we leave it with her, well, it's within her ability. If she's mezana, and she wants to claim she was not married until later, then even if we have this man, she'll just erase this man and change it. Machkele this man. This is assuming that this is easy to do.
So you just throw the whole thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. The chayish can throw it. Actually, just throw it. Right. Yeah. Linche gabi titei. Well, the same thing. He can do the same thing. Zimnin dezinsa bas achaisai. Umach be'ala. And what? He'll throw it away or just erase this man? In other words, it doesn't say chlor what the chiboy would be. Linche gabi eden. Well, Eidat akiret, if the Edom know when the Kedushin was, anyway, even with his man or without his man, Leisa lisadu. And Eid, Chazu, Kisaba, Biyasim, Misade, Rachman, Amr, Yipim, Lo, Bixab, Masad. What's the issue over here? Dinti Gabi Edim, my Mahani, Eid akiret, Eidat akiret, Kedushin. Even without his man, they could be Mayim. Eli, sometimes they don't remember. V'chazuk sabah. V'yasu misadi. I'm just going to hear what the problem here is. One second. The Gemara's kasha is, by having a zman in a shtar kedushin, the Gemara's kasha is, right? Let's have a Zman and a Shtar Kedushin, and that would prevent Chiboy, right? That's the question, because he won't be able to say, or she won't be able to say, she got divorced, she got married later. So the Gemara says, a Zman is not going to help you. She could erase the Zman, Actually, as you say, why is the issue of erasing? The issue actually, I don't think the issue is simply
losing it.
Losing the star, not having the star. So, who says we're married?
Well, maybe it's Adam that say they're married.
Okay, no, but they don't remember the date.
Right, they don't know the time, they don't know the
number. So the Gemara says she can erase this man, and then we won't be able to kill her. If I let him keep it, he could do the same thing. So the chippah is very easy. As opposed to what? As opposed to get.
Why get married?
Why do they say the same thing? I don't get it. I mean, if you're telling me machika, I mean by get, the get has this man, she keeps the get, so she can also erase it. The get.
Save her life. Yeah.
What's the nafkamina here? See, if the Gemara would have said, you could throw away the shtar, that would be good, because by getting, she can't throw it away, because that's not going to help her. Throwing away the get is not going to help her, because that means she was mazana as an Eishes Ish. See, that would have fit better.
Right.
The shtar kedusha, she could just throw away.
Now they're bringing up this erasing an option, and they're doing both.
Yeah, once it raises, erasing. Maybe we're mistranslating. Maybe machka means destroy. Is that possible?
Machil is man?
Machil is man now. Machil is man. So, leaving it by the husband or the wife, there's machika. Leaving it by the Eidim, which Eidim? The Eidim who signed the shtar. They don't have to be the Eidim Kedushin. So, Mimarashach, if we have these Eidim, they can come and say when the shtar was written. Star was given. Now it then says, if they don't remember and they do it from the ksav, this is a problem of mipiyam belonging to ksav. What does that mean? We have a star with this man. I mean, what do you mean? Mipiyam will be ksav with the star. Where's this Gemara? This Gemara is Limale Tikna Rabbanan Zaman B'Kedushin. Where's that? I don't think it's here.
It says Dafir Aleph, but I'm just looking at my side. I don't know if that's on the long basis.
Here's the Aiden Rashi.
What did I say?
The Aiden is if they know when it was, so they'll come and testify.
Yes.
And they don't know when it was, so you don't need Zaman on the Kedusha, because if they don't remember when it was, and help them to read this amount of the Kedusha, because they have to know when it was. Otherwise, they don't know.
But I don't understand. Now, good. Even if Adim cannot refresh their memory from a written document, right? Because that's called Ksavim, they're testifying, which is a Chiddush, by the way. In other words, we thought Mipim would Ksavim means based and cannot possibly be based on writing. Here, we're adding this idea that when Adim know their Aedus only because of a writing that they signed, and they don't remember it otherwise, that is called Aedus from writing. But I don't get it. I mean, here you have a star. I mean, let's go back to a basic question. Let me ask you. Everybody knows that such a thing as a milva b'shtar, right? So they already asked the kasha. How could a star ever work at all if Basin is only supposed to be BPM, lo mi b'ksava? How can a star work? How can a star work? So, the Rambam has a chiddush on that, but other than the Rambam, all the Rishonim answer that when something is a star, it is not the same as Eidus Shebichsav. And the Nafkamina, what makes a star a star? What makes a star a star? It was written with the consent of the Mischayev. Let's take a loan. So, like this. If two Eidim saw Reuven borrow Shimon, borrow from Shimon $100, and the two Eidim make a written note, we saw Reuven Baruch under Dallas Mishina, and they sign it. And later, either they're not around or they don't remember what they saw, but they have this document. That is called Eidah Shebichsav, and Basin is not going to be Makabalit, because that's called Mipiyam Lomi Biksav. But if the Loivah authorized them to make the document, that becomes a new halachic entity called a shtar. And by a shtar, there is no chisaron of Mipiyam Lomi Biksav. I need the chiluk. That in a shtar, because of Dasa Mishchaim, that's why there's all discussion. If you look at Mishnah and Bava Metzia, there's all sorts of discussions. Who must tell the Eidim to write the shtar? The Mocher, now who cares? If the Eidim write it down, it's Eidus. The answer is no. If they stop as I write down what they saw, and they don't remember it independently, that would be Eidus Shebichsav. It's a chepsa of shtar, only when there's Dasa Mishchaim. This is Rabban, very big, you say, what makes it? The shtar is different. So, I don't get what's going on here. I mean, we have a shtar kedusha. The shtar kedusha tells me when she was married. Good. The Eidim who know it from the Ksav, that would be considered to be Eidah Shebichsav, but mitzad the shtar is a shtar. Okay, you want to ask the question about Gershon, okay, why can't you be Meshik, okay, that's different. But Bechal, this Kashmir, we can't let me be Ksava. Where is this Kabbalah? There's no Shabbat by Kedushin. That's the stickle downside of learning the Rif, is that we don't always see right where the heart is.
I don't know what that's going on. Yes,
it's probably complicated because some of these dafim are like old fusim of the Rif. Pre-Velmet. I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be more than Lamed Aleph from the beginning.
I'm just starting to read that book.
First teretz, that most kedushin is not b'shtar. So even if the chacham would be b'sakim b'zman, it wouldn't address most cases where you don't have a written document. and therefore they weren't misakin zman at all. But the Rif only brings the second difference. Iboy seima mishum delay efshehi liyabed lincha gabi didam machtala machtalei lincha gabi didei zimna de basa chesehi umechape alei. Then we say lincha gabi eden. So the question is, what does man accomplish? If they remember the dates, they could testify anyway. Elamai, they don't remember and we lose the dates. Rachmona Amar, we PM, below me Pikas Abba. And that's our problem. Chayrit Ashtar, that's the problem there. What does Rashi say? My Mahani, eat a kiri yema sabi kedushin. Filo eno chasav ishtar, matzul ha-asuvay. Elo l'hachi amr to mahani nizim nindalo dakiri b'chazu miksava v'yasu misadi. Hay la vedas ad rachmona amr al pi shnayim eidim v'lo shi ya'idu al pi kisava. Don't remember, they'll keep the shtar so it's not going to be falsified. So it's a shtar. Let's just see the next line of the market. The Gemara then asks, "E hachi begershin nami neimahachi." Rashi says some very amazing twists and turns here. The chayra by gershin, same thing. How is Zaman going to prevent chiboy if she keeps the get? She can cut off the Zaman or erase it, and if he keeps the get, he cuts off the Zaman. So the Gemara's answer is. Hasam Lahatsala Dida Kaasi. The purpose of the get is to be matzil her. Hacha by Kiddushin, right? So the purpose of, one second, what does Rashi say? Leto Lamecha, look in Rashi. Leto Lamecha Shdoma Machtale, Dichi Asu Sahade Dizinsa. Ilo maisi shtara, the igrisha, the kamehachi, mukmina ma b'cheska seishas ish. See what Rashi is saying? What are you conceivably afraid the woman does? She gets a get, and she's mochek this man. So l'chaira, she'll claim she got divorced earlier. Zakt Rashi, no. Being mochek this man is not going to help her. Because if we are mesupik when she was divorced, we're going to be maimon her b'cheska seishas ish, and she's going to get a nisa. So b'chika doesn't help you at all. So Rashi painted himself into a corner, because Rashi says, well, if that's the case, then don't have a zman. It's not. What are you telling me? I have to have a zman, because otherwise I'll be mechabel b'sachleisa. It's not going to work. If I give her a get later, and we're misupik when she got the get, we're going to be minding her b'cheskas eishas ish. So don't have zman at all.
But you still have a problem. You still may be misupik. You won't know. You won't know when that went
to. Now, one second. But Rashi said, one second. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says, Miu, Eloi tikun rabbanan zman, had there not been a takana of zman, would be shayach kippur because she's mazana on Monday. I'll give her a get on Tuesday and say that I gave her the get before. She has a cheska seishas ish. It's like Rashi misveka like Katlina. In other words, Chipoy means, even though there's a Chazak of Estachais, that when there's a Safek, we're not going to be memis Misafek. Aval, Hashta, Detika, Rabbanan, Ilo Maisila, Mukminila, Chazak of Katlina. Okay, this is a very Shver Rashi, but you see what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, there's a nafkamina between chiboy had there not been a takana of zman, and a chiboy that exists when there is a takana of zman. The original problem of chiboy is what could happen if the chachamim did not mandate a zman. If the chachamim did not mandate a zman, my wife could be mezana today, I will give her a get tomorrow and say that I gave it to her today. I could be mechapa. The woman is going to escape, she'll like it then. If we're mesupik, if she was divorced today or yesterday or tomorrow, or yesterday, put her on cheskas eshes ish. So Rashi's Vaisavai says, misfeka loy kaklin in one. Even with chazak, we're not going to kill her. But what is your kasha? Now that we have a takana of zman, maybe she'll be meichek and there'll be chipoy. Zakt Rashi, this looks bad already. Once the chachamim say you have to have a zman, and this is a get in which it appears that the zman was either not written or it was nimchak, in such a case there is such a reyesa that something's fishy. Rashi says, we'll invoke chazaka and be megasir. Therefore, there is no chashash that she will erase the date, because that's not going to be matzel. You hear what Rashi's saying? It's not going to be matzel. But by kedushin, indeed, by kedushin, the chazaka is the other way around, that the kedushin creates the detriment, and if we're mesupik when she was married, we would be ma'amidah on cheskes penuyah. So the chibay could be that if she was married on Monday and she was mezana on Tuesday, she'll erase the day and say she got married on a Wednesday, and that'll be the cheskes penuyah. That's how Rashi understands it. But be it as it may, we still have to figure out this thing about Edom. I mean, what's the pshat? That's that for Edom, look at the Shtar Kedushin. That would be Edom Shemichsef. Maybe we'll step a little bit.